From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The debt ceiling talks have collapsed. That's the word from President Obama at a last-minute news conference this evening. He told reporters that House Speaker John Boehner pulled out of a deal that would raise the debt ceiling in exchange for trillions of dollars in deficit cuts and revenue increases. NPR's Ari Shapiro joins us to discuss where this leaves the talks. And Ari, what happened?
Well, President Obama and his aides, as you know, have been working for weeks with congressional officials on this sort of grand bargain that over a decade would cut between $3 and $4 trillion from the deficit through a combination of budget cuts and tax increases. It was inching closer. And, you know, as of yesterday, it looked like the problem was Democrats who might not sign on to a deal that had such a disproportionate balance in terms of more cuts than revenue. But then this afternoon, according to the president, Speaker John Boehner would not return his calls. And when the White House did get the call back, it was Boehner saying the talks are dead. We're not going to do it.
And I think it's fair to say that the tone of the president's news conference was not typical. He sounded angry.
This is a guy who is always calm, no matter what, and he sounded like he was fuming. He said that this deal that he was working out with Boehner was more generous to the Republicans than in terms of the balance of cuts and revenue
right,
than the deal that the bipartisan gang of six in the Senate had been working on. Here's what the president said.
It is hard to understand why Speaker Boehner would walk away from this kind of deal. And frankly, if you look at the commentary out there, there are a lot of Republicans that are puzzled as to why it couldn't get done. In fact, there are a lot of Republican voters out there who are puzzled as to why it couldn't get done.
The president at his news conference earlier this evening. Ari, at the same time, one has to say the sticking point at the end of the Obama-Boehner talks was the sticking point at the beginning, which was taxes.
It never changed. Taxes. It was taxes at the beginning, middle, and end. House Speaker John Boehner sent a letter to all the members of Congress tonight, or at least the House members, his colleagues. He said the White House is simply not serious about ending the spending binge. He says a deal was never reached. He says a deal was never really even close. He accused the president of refusing to budge on entitlement programs such as Medicare and Medicaid. Now, that's something that the president refutes. He says he was, in fact, willing to make difficult cuts in those programs that made his own party very uncomfortable. He said it was the Republicans who were not willing to do anything less than the absolutist approach that they started with.
On taxes. The president always says people like him who make a good deal of money should
right. He says, I've done well in life. I should pay my fair share.
So no more talks between the president and the Speaker of the House. What happens now?
Well, no more talks on a grand bargain. But the fact is the deadline hasn't budged this whole time. In a week and a half, the U.S. could default on its debts. The president said during his news conference, there is no more time. Congress has to raise the debt ceiling one way or another, no matter what the accompanying cuts and spending revenue things are. So the leaders are coming back to the White House at 11 a.m. tomorrow. He says that's when they have to tell him what kind of a solution we're heading towards, because whatever solution they do, Congress still has to pass it. He says it can't be short term. It's got to fix the problem through 2012. We'll see what it looks like.
It does. It sounds like there's a bit of worst-case endgame positioning here. The president is saying there are Republicans in the House who think a default would be okay, and he's more or less saying it'll be their fault if we do default.
And he said that more explicitly during the news conference this evening than he had said it up until now. If this country defaults on its debts, and he repeated again and again that he does not believe Congress would actually do that, but he said if that happens, the House Republicans are going to have to take responsibility for what they've done.
Get ready for another busy week.
Oh, yeah.
That's NPR's Ari Shapiro.